Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Roy, a very good morning to you. Roy Jankalov is talking to us from Tokyo this morning. Are you a whiskey drinker, Roy?
Hi, good morning to all of you. I'm not exactly a whiskey drinker, but I do drink my beer. And to your question, it's a bit difficult to find alcoholic drinks and bring them into the media center or even for athletes. But in town, it's very easy to find. But the problem is that the athletes over here are under heavy restrictions. So for them, it would not be possible. But I've seen athletes here and there posting photos on social networks of them having their drinks here or there.
I really do hope that that it is an opportunity for the athletes to enjoy themselves as well. I mean, this really is just, it's the pinnacle of their career. And you would hate it to be something that is just very, very austere in terms of the regulation.
Exactly. Most athletes really do enjoy this event because they know it's the pinnacle of their career. And for some of them, it could be maybe their last Olympic Games. So they are happy to compete. They know that there are restrictions on them, but they accept these restrictions in stride.
Tell us about some of the highlights over the last 24 hours.
Okay, so my highlights. I saw Luka Doncic yesterday, of course, scoring 58 points, the second highest ever for Slovenia, who crushed Argentina. Later on, I headed for the judo, where I was following Tohal Butbul, who is one of Israel's judokas. Unfortunately, he lost in the fight for bronze in the repechage. Today, I was at swimming with Anastasia Gorbenko from Israel, who reached the final in 200 meters. She finished last in the final, but it's a big achievement that she reached this final. And as well, there was judo today. Sagi Muki of Israel lost even before the medal rounds, so he will not be competing later on tonight. The rest of my schedule today, I'm going to artistic gymnastics, where I hope to see Simone Biles of the USA and other very well-known gymnasts. And then, of course, I have the schedule for tomorrow, where I'm going to see some more basketball, Iran versus the USA, also judo with Lee Gochman from Israel. And then later on, I'm back to the basketball, where I'm going to see France against the Czech Republic. The coach of Czech Republic is an Israeli. His name is Nano Ginzburg. So we look here for what interests us and also what interests our people back home in Israel.
Absolutely amazing. Have you attended other Olympics? Reported on other Olympics?
No, these are my first Olympic Games.
So I was interested in terms of how this compares. To some extent, the crowds or the lack of crowds and spectators must make it easier to access and to move around to go to perhaps more events. But on the other hand, obviously there's the other factors that are not there. In conversations with others who have covered more than one Olympics, what's been their sentiment?
They're saying that these Olympics are more difficult because things have changed. Even for the media, we have to register in advance for our games we're going to attend the following day. So it's difficult. So we write in our demands. We put in more events than we're going to attend. In the past, it used to be that you just go with your tag and you're able to enter every single venue you want to go into.
Right.
So that's a big difference. So that's what most of the journalists say is really difficult and different, and it does not make our life easier.
Interesting. That is where we leave it. Thank you. Thank you for these updates. Greatly appreciated. It is 8:16. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. That is sports presenter, sports journalist Roy Jankalowicz talking to us directly from Tokyo.